If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. And 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambert. Hand clap. And it's a very, very special episode this week. I did say at the end of last week, if you do listen to the end of the podcast, that it would be a special episode. And the reason it's special is I've got my mum and dad here. Mum and dad, say hello.
Hello. Hello, mum and dad.
I normally ask my guests how their journey was to get here, but you guys came a lot further because you came from the mighty Western Super-Air, didn't you?
Yes, it was.
How was your trip in?
Dismal.
It was pretty good until the last 500 yards.
What happened in the last 500 yards?
We sat there for, 45 minutes in the same traffic lights.
45 minutes in the same traffic lights?
Something like that, yeah. Somebody had dug a hole and I've not told anybody.
What about you, Mum? Did you enjoy your trip in?
Yeah, so it was fine, actually. I slept quite a bit of the way. And when we got to London, it was quite interesting.
Yeah?
Looking at the different houses and in the city.
Yeah.
Talking to the bloke behind me, who knew more than your dad did.
No, he made it up. I knew what was going on.
What was you asking the bloke behind you?
Well, I said to your dad, those... That row of houses that we looked at were, I says, well, how old do you think they were? And your dad said 1700s. All right, okay. And we were just talking about the size of the door and the windows and different things like that.
Yeah.
And I noticed the chap behind me was talking to his missus and was saying about discussing them as well, really. And then, so I just leant over and I said, you were talking about the houses. How old do you think they are then? He said, 1900s. So your dad was out by a
few centuries?
Yeah.
200 years. What's that got to do with it? He also told her that Mickey Mouse lived there. So...
Did he?
No. However, the bloke did then go on to say, I went, well, you sound like you know more. He went, well, he says, I did do some work at Dunster Castle.
Plumbing.
I get my story. He says, I did do some work at Dunster Castle. He says, and I was, I used to show the kids round and I was telling them stuff. I was just making it up as I went along. And then I says, oh, did you? Oh, that's interesting. He says, yeah, but I was just there doing some plumbing. So he wasn't even meant to be telling people anything about the castle.
So at the beginning of every podcast, I play a game with my guests, and it's only right that I play one with you two as well. This week's game is going to be Who Loves Me the Most?
Yay, me!
Oh, it's easy, your mum, yeah.
So during the podcast, if you hear a little like metal clinky noise, my mum's actually currently, what are you doing? Is it knitting?
Or crocheting.
Crocheting.
Crochet.
So if you listen to this on Acast at the moment, there'll be a little picture now of the progress so far of my mum's knitting or crocheting.
Crochet.
And then at the end of the podcast, I'll do another one of see how far she got. How's that sound?
Yay!
You up for the challenge?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So how this game's going to work is it's going to be head-to-head, okay? I'm going to ask you some questions about me, and you'll answer them at the same time. Whoever gets... I want to say the right answer, but I'll go with closest to the answer. That'll be acceptable. Gets the point, okay? And then at the end of the game, whoever's got the most points loves me the most.
Yay, I win.
I didn't know it was a competition. That's different.
So, I'm going to start off with a couple of easier questions. Question number one.
I'm a bit scared.
What is my favourite colour?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You reckon, Dad?
Yeah, go on in.
3, 2, 1.
Black. Green.
Black.
If you're deliberately trying to lose, I'm going to thump you.
I'm deliberately trying to lose. I didn't have a bloody clue.
Black? Team. Black is no...
Well, he always wanted to paint his bedroom black. Yeah, how many times did he want to paint his ceiling black? And we said, well, you're not doing that because I've got to paint over that someday.
Yeah, and then we did it.
No, we didn't. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. We did the
we
sky,
done worse.
The
we
night.
We put bleeding planets out there and everything else, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah,
okay,
no,
fair enough, then, yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
I
won.
You should get 2 points for it.
By the way, also, Tiff's in the room, so if you do hear her laughing over everything I say, that's why. But Tiff, do you want to take score as you're here?
Of course, yeah. So far, Mum won.
Cool.
I think I'm on a loser, eh?
So, question number two.
I'm so excited!
What is the name of my favourite band?
Rain
Shine.
Hang on.
I'm not going to say, yeah, he's not set.
Sorry.
Go on.
3, 2, 1.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Rhineshine.
Well, Mum definitely gets a point because the answer would have been Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm going to give Dad a pity point because
That's the only band he knows.
What is it, and Dad?
Rhineshine, the German.
I know
German,
what Rammstein.
Rhineshine,
yeah.
No, Rammstein.
Rammstein. It was Klingons.
What do you mean, Klingons?
They were from in punk, not punk rock, because every metal band,
yeah.
And they all dressed as Klingons, and he used to say, like, they'd done a love song, and one love song was like, I remember that.
Yeah, it was just a different language.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Klingons are different language.
Fair enough. So that's another point for Mum.
So I get a point for that, then,
you get
a
pity point, yeah.
Pity point.
Hey, I don't care where the points come from, I'm going to get them.
Yeah, in the parenthood world, that don't count.
Okay. So question number three. What was the name of the first college course I did? The first one.
Oh, there's been so many.
Thanks. Ready?
Yeah.
The actual name of it or what you done?
The name of it. Again, as long as it's close enough, I'll give you the point.
Wait a minute then.
Okay.
I'm going to get a point.
Shut up. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Weldering, soldering sort of car thing.
Panel beating.
Mum, can you say that again?
Weldering, soldering, sort of carving.
So the course is called Body and Paint.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, you said panel beating.
Yeah, well,
where's
that
the
is.
Paint?
That's what it is. You panel beat it and you paint it. That's why I always let you win, because you're such a bad bloody loser.
I'm gonna let Dad have the Not point enough. This time. I'm going to let Dad have the point this time.
Yeah, he can. It's okay.
I would give you a pity point, because it was quite funny, Mum, but I'm going to play
I
it
I don't
fair.
Take pity points.
I was going to say, yeah. I wouldn't dare if I was you.
I earn my points.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Usually through violence, but...
Okay, question number four.
Okay, I'm ready.
How did I break my ankle?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Make sure you're talking to the mic still, Dad, when you actually answer. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, yep. I want to make sure I choose my words right. So when I say those words, I get as much in it as possible to say the right thing to make sure I get as many points.
So you're basically going to make a sentence and say that sentence.
Right, hang on. okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dad?
Yeah, I'm ready, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
You got your ankle stuck in a rucksack.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Out of a tent. You're falling down a hill.
Got drunk and fell over your rucksack.
You both kind of have a point for that.
Oh.
Yes.
But yeah, I stood on my backpack and broke my ankle because I was drunk on a hill.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I remember because we went camping that summer as well. And we had to take a wheelchair with us.
Oh, this one in Boss Castle, wasn't it?
God, and we stayed in that campsite where they had the horses on the field. There wasn't anything there, but there was a hill.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joe pushed you down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In the wheelchair to the bottom of the hill, and then left you there. Which was quite good fun. And then you had to hobble your way all the way up.
Yeah.
I got some good photos of that. That was good.
It was quite a fun holiday because sleeping on an airbed with a cast on is quite interesting. Okay, question number 5.
Oh yeah.
What was my favourite toy growing up as a child?
Ah, right, okay. Okay.
Do you think you guys are ready?
Yep.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Dog biscuits. He was a weird child.
We didn't have any money for toys.
Yeah, we didn't have a dog either.
I honestly didn't think you'd actually both say that. So the last couple of weeks in a row now, dog biscuits has been mentioned. It came up in episode 2 when we were talking about our earliest childhood memories. One of probably the main reasons I think it's a good idea you guys came on is to kind of clarify what the hell was the dog biscuits all about. So why dog biscuits?
I don't know where I got the idea from. I just thought they looked like lumps of rock.
Yeah.
So I got a cardboard box and sort of cut the front out, I think, or it was a low cardboard box, I can't remember now. And then got a couple of pounds of dog biscuits from the pet shop downstairs.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like those round biscuity ones. It was the crusted up crunchy bits.
Yeah.
And then you had little matchbox cars in the box and
yeah,
little tipper trucks and things.
And a different colour biscuits were different things. So the black ones were one thing and then...
Did I separate them?
Well, I can't remember if we did and then you just mixed them up or whether you separated them.
I don't know.
I think actually you separated them, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't messing about. I separate. It's like a quarry. So but I remember like playing with them in the blue paddling pools as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. In the summer because we put that the paddling pool on the balcony and then I'd get loads of them then.
Yeah.
Loads of room.
So another thing that like Stuart has asked me a few times now is he said, didn't I get stinky fingers? Like
stinky fingers.
Yeah,
he does realise we didn't mix dog meat with the biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, did the dog biscuit smell? Doggy?
Not particularly. No more than any other biscuit would smell.
The biscuits don't actually smell doggy before the dogs have them.
They don't smell good though, do they? I mean, there's a couple of them.
Actually, a couple of them taste quite nice as well. I know that because Craig told me.
Okay. So each week I have a category that I talk to my guest about. As it's my Mum and Dad, I think it should be about me.
Oh, some things just never change.
Come watch me play.
Yes, be my cameraman while I do all this.
Right, you need to explain that now. Dad, you start with what you're on about, cameraman.
Well, we used to go for walks over the woods. You always on the telly, being like an adventurer or one of these nature people. And I had to be the cameraman and film you while you were doing all this.
So he always wanted to be the centre of attention, always wanted to be the star.
All right, pipe down you.
That's not a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
I said you could observe.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
You had your episode last week. And what was you on about, Mum? Watch me play? Well, I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, well, you always, whenever you were playing upstairs in your room, or, well, it didn't matter anywhere, actually, you never wanted us to play with you. No. You just said, Mum, Dad, come and watch me play.
Yeah.
So we'd sit but on your bed or something, and you'd be playing with your cars on the floor.
Yeah.
Or building something with your Lego or something or other. And you'd just say, come watch me play.
Even playing computer games, we had to come and watch you play computer games.
Oh, God,
games.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to play with you.
Yeah.
Just watch you play.
I remember this coming up, like the whole watch me play thing, but I don't remember it being that kind of weird. I was like, you know, you're not allowed to play with me, just have to watch.
Well, you never actually said that. You know, I don't remember anyway. You actually say, no, don't play, just watch me.
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah, it was only on the video game.
It was just the way you implied it.
Yeah.
So you just implied you're watching and you're not playing.
Yeah.
Look how much fun I'm having.
So I suppose a good way to kind of like really start this off is I really want to know what my first word was.
It was very traditional, I suppose. It was daddy. Except he used to call me daddy too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
You'd say, daddy too?
So, well, no, I would call dad daddy.
Yeah.
And I'd call you daddy too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Why do you think that was?
Well, it's the same with a lot of parents.
Yeah, it's quite a natural thing, yeah.
Yeah, because the mum's at wherever. And she's going, well, when daddy, wait till daddy comes in, wait to daddy, and wait, you know, you talking about daddy all day long.
Yeah.
And then, then you'd start calling the mum daddy. So, yeah, that was it, basically.
Yeah. Can you remember the first time I said something that, like, let me try to rephrase that.
Made sense?
Yeah. So unlike that question I just asked you, like what was the first time I said something that really kind of like made sense? The first proper like sentence, you're like, oh, he's actually talking to me now.
Remember the first time you swore?
All right.
You was about two and Joe and Mum was in hospital. Well, it must have been getting on for free, something like that.
So, sorry, Tiff's just crept in with cheesecake and put it on the table. What? What are you waiting for?
You and my dad.
Yeah, but we're doing a podcast.
They need refreshments.
Yeah. We need sustenance.
Drink.
I'll have one.
No, I'm all right, thanks. Cheers.
Nice.
And as if by magic.
Sorry, Dad, you were talking about me. Was it Joe in hospital, did you say?
Yeah, it was Mum and Joe in hospital. So you'd have been like 2.5, something like that.
And, 3.
Getting on for 3. Yeah. Well, yeah, it must be 3. If he was born, you'd have been 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so ignore that little net in the background. And we had to get a bus to Bristol. And then we had to get to St Michael's Hill, is it?
I'm sorry, yeah. You're ignoring me.
St Michael's Hill. And you could get a free bus up there.
sorry. So now Tiff's brought me some cheesecake in, but she's mashed mine up into little mushes instead of having a nice piece that's all one piece. Again, I'll put the picture on Acast now of my smashed to pieces cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, we keep interrupting your story, Dad.
It's all right. Saint Michael's Hill. Nothing unusual about that.
So it was up in the hospital.
Yeah, Joe and Craig, Mum and Joe were in hospital. We'd got the bus to Bristol and you could get a free bus up to the hospital, maternity hospital. And I was running for the bus because it's just pulled up as we got off our bus with you in my arms, and the bloke saw us and didn't stop and kept going. And I was really annoyed with him. So that means I had to walk all the way up St. Michael's Hill, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Which is quite a climb. And halfway out, the bus come down, and without thinking, you was in my arms. He went by and I went, "You fucking wanker."
Yeah.
And you went, "You fucking wanker."
Really? Why did I sound like I was from Liverpool, though?
Well, you used to sound like you was from Liverpool when you was that age.
Did I?
I didn't know I could do a Liverpool accent. That's cool.
Try again.
"You fucking wanker." Oh, yeah.
This isn't bad.
Well, it was supposed to be my little boy voice.
Calm down.
What's the matter with you?
I've got a funny one.
Go on.
Well, I've got a mushy one and a funny one. I remember when I was in hospital with you, the first time I looked in the mirror and I was holding you, and I was just walking around the room, and I just caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror while I was holding you, and it felt amazing. It was really cool. Loved that. And then the funny one was because I had you emergency cesarean, I didn't see you straight away. They took you to the baby unit. And then, and because obviously I was just been operated on and whatnot, they took me down to the baby unit, but they took me down in the bed.
Yeah.
Now, high on drugs, mind. Right. And then, I just remembering it. And then.
So this is where we introduce my mother's laugh.
So I lie in the bed and I'm looking at you and I'm feeling all emotional and everything, and I'm thinking, "Oh, poor little man," and in line and all this. And the nurse come over to me and she's asking me questions and that. And she said, she goes, "Any brothers or sisters?" And
sorry.
And I said, "Yes, two brothers." And she says, "Oh, right, how old are they?" And I said, "One's 22 and the other one's 28 And she went, no, the baby. I just wonder why she was asking me, but it's so funny. I thought, why does it matter if I've got any brothers? My face hurts now.
And they nicknamed you the Bruiser.
Oh, why did they call me? Well, I know why they call me the Bruiser, but explain.
Because you was 8 pound when you was born, and the nearest one to you was 2 pound.
Yeah.
Although you were only 2 weeks premature, but they because your lungs were flat when you were born.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing they used to call you was wanker.
Wanker.
Yeah. Sorry, I just couldn't resist that. No, the other thing they used to call you was, because I mean, your dad weren't married then, so my maiden name was Beer.
Yeah.
So they. Bastard. They used to call you Flat Beer as well.
Flat Beer?
Yeah.
Why Flat Beer?
Because you was born.
Because you had flat lungs.
Technical term was born flat.
Well, flat lungs. Yeah.
Flat Beer.
I remember when me and your dad was... Oh, look, we're old man. I remember when me and your dad was... You were in the baby unit and we went down there and you were... You'd been born about, I don't know, 4 days.
So, I'm introducing my father's laugh.
Everybody used to say, oh, he's such a good baby. He doesn't cry, does he? And we hadn't heard you cry. And we were a little bit worried. So it was late on in the evening. Your dad used to have to go about 9 o'clock or something like that to go and get the last bus, didn't you? Yeah. And your dad's so good. He always stayed to the last bus. The last minute he stayed with me. And we were there and we were thinking, I haven't heard him cry. What, you ever heard him cry? Do you think that's normal? Why don't you think he's crying? So we said, well, I can't remember. Did we nudge him or did we pinch him or something?
What do you mean?
We just give him a little push.
And then you started to cry. Yeah. And then we couldn't stop you.
And we tried for a little while. And then we went.
It was hilarious. We just need us. We could stop you crying.
This podcast is just going to be fucking laughter.
I'd never do anything to hurt him.
Well, we wanted to make sure he was all right.
Yeah. So, as you probably noticed by this stage, I haven't got any of my friends with me at this point. But as you can imagine, they all wanted to ask my parents something. So this is where I'm going to ring my first idiot friend, and we'll find out what they want to talk to you guys about.
Lovely.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I believe you have a question to ask my parents.
I do. The question I want to ask was, what's the weirdest thing that Craig ever did as a child?
What's the weirdest thing I ever did as a
child?
I know this. My one's different.
Really?
Mm.
I think you were about 12?
Yeah.
11, I think. And you went and stayed at your friend's house around the corner, Dan's. and that was fine.
Yeah.
And then you came home in the morning and I'm stood in the kitchen with my back to you. To the kitchen door.
Yeah.
and he says, morning, Mum. And I turn around and you had no friggin' eyebrows. And I looked at you because, first of all, when you look at somebody like that, you think, there's something. And you look like, you look surprised. And I said, Craig, what have you done to your eyebrows? And you said, well, Dan was trying to do that, you know, that you'd shave a little line in an eyebrow so it kind of looked whatever. And you said, I was doing that, only it went wrong and it looked silly, so I shaved them all off.
I
thought to myself, because that doesn't look silly, does it?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that actually came up on a couple of podcasts ago.
Oh, right.
I'll let you go for it, because I really want to hear your side of the story.
But the funny thing was, is that you were going to be a page boy for your auntie about 2 weeks later. So the photographs were quite good. But I've got a couple of photographs at home somewhere. I must find them for you. It was one Saturday night with Latchy round ours on a Saturday having a few drinks. And we put masking tape on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Put your face and drew eyebrows on.
That's right, yeah, okay.
So when we drunk too much.
You did that when you were drunk?
Well, you know, it's a Saturday night with Latchy.
Yeah.
And it was maybe you enticed us to do it. I can't not
probably,
quite sure.
Probably.
Yeah,
yeah. How's that?
You weren't adverse to us putting masking tape on your eyebrows.
Yeah.
That's exactly the answer I wanted. That or dog biscuits.
We did bring up dog biscuits. Have you got something you want to ask about dog biscuits whilst you're here?
No, I don't want to know anything more about dog biscuits, to be fair. I've got an idea in my head, and that's how it's being kept.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best way, I think, probably.
I'd like to know what Dad's got.
What was the weirdest thing I did as a child?
You hurt your leg. I can't exactly remember what you'd done, but you'd hurt your leg, and you decided that you'd broken it. It was only like a 4 or 5, and you spent a whole weekend on the sofa, not moving. We had a lovely weekend.
I remember.
All we'd done was just sat there and watch videos all the time.
Well, I just decided I broke my leg.
Yeah, yeah, and you just stayed on the sofa all weekend. And we sort of just sat there. It was a lovely, relaxing weekend. It was one of little, like, it must have been the winter sometime. So it was nice just to sit in and do nothing. And for like 2 whole days, you just sat on the sofa going, oh my leg, oh. We knew there was nothing wrong with it because I'm pretty sure we took you to the doctors or something like that.
What did I do? What did I do to think that I broke my leg?
Oh, God knows. In them days, it didn't take a lot. The amount of times we banded you up because you said, oh, you've done this or you've done that. We put him in a sling loads of times, didn't we? His arms in slings. Yeah. You used to walk around for a couple of hours with your arm in a sling.
Yeah.
And he was quite happy then.
Well.
So basically you're saying your son was a wuss.
All right, stop. I've told you once. Stop now.
Not as much a wuss, more of a hypochondriac.
Well, there you go, Matt. Does that satisfy you?
Those are all the answers I was looking for. Perfect. Well, I know I do it. As a kid that you made most things up? Or do you just like the idea of having a broken leg or arm?
It kind of sounds like me now, right?
Yeah, what I was about to say.
Okay.
Well, nice to meet you both.
And you,
yes,
mate.
Yes, and you.
I look forward to the podcast in its entirety.
Perfect. Right.
Enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks for having me on the show again.
You're welcome. See you later, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, thanks for that. Now he's got more ammo on me, Dad. So was I a bit of a hypochondriac then when I was growing up?
You went through a little stage of it. I mean, you wasn't really a hypochondriac because, I mean, if you want to do something,
yeah,
then nothing could stop you. I remember us, you, me and Mark, going on a cycle ride, and we was planning to go to watch it, but we got as far as the other side of Bridgewater, and we was going to spend the night there, and then the next day ride on to watch it.
Yeah.
But the campsite had a swimming pool, and you wanted to go in a swimming pool, but we said, well, no, we're on a cycling holiday, we've got to go cycling. So all the way to watch it, you complained, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. This is really hard and everything else. And there was quite a few sort of dodgy hills, I must admit. Some of them were quite hard. And we got so far, and in the end, I sort of give in. It's right, okay, we'll go back. And you went really fast all the way back to the campsite. Any hills or anything didn't bother you. Straight over there, straight back, and you went straight in the swimming pool. And you was quite happy then.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
I remember we went to Bristol Zoo. Do you remember that? We went to Bristol Zoo and you were about, you were walking anyway, so say 2.5 or something like that. And you know Bristol Zoo, the great, great big green right in the middle where sort of thing. So we're sat over the other side in the cafe and over the other side was the little park. So we were sat in the cafe and you'd got up or sat on the grass or whatever. You got up and started walking towards the park. And we looked at each other and said, oh, it's fine, he'll come back. He'll turn around. When he sees we're not following him, he'll come back. And you carried on and you carried on. And right across this big piece of grass, and we kept saying, no, he's fine, he's fine. He'll turn around and he'll see we're not there and he'll just come back. And you went right the way over to the park and you didn't turn around and you didn't come back. And it was from then on, it was wherever you seen a park, you used to go potty. We'd be driving along and you say, oh, park, park, park.
We used to point things out. If we saw a park, we'd point things out the other way.
Yeah.
So you never saw the park, so we didn't have to stop.
This is honestly something I was actually going to bring up. Because it's something I always remember as a child, being obsessed with parks. Have you got any like kind of funny stories about me in a park?
Well, there was one day I had to do a job for your granddad. I had to take this car, so I think it was somewhere in Bristol, I can't even remember it now. And it was to do with, like, getting the radio changed over or the... Because he likes a taxi driver, and this taxi, I had to take it somewhere, either get the radio sorted out or the aerial, something like that. And you come with me, I'm not sure why. And so we've gone to get the radio done, and on the way back, you saw a park.
Yeah.
I said, oh, park, 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 park. And there was no problem sort of doing this. So I pulled up, and we got out, and you went and played in the park and everything else. We had a nice time, we got back. Now, if I remember rightly, there was something to do with this door, this car, you could only open the passenger door. You get in that side, and then you had to undo the driver's door from the inside.
Yeah.
So I let you get in, I shut the door and walked round, waiting for you to open the door, and you wouldn't open the door. And you thought it was hilarious that I was locked outside the car and I couldn't get in. I think possibly I might have put you through the window or something on the other side. I can't remember, but yeah. So, I mean, it's only for a few minutes, but I was really for a few minutes thinking, oh, my God, what if you don't actually let me in? And the best, one of the other good things, we used to go on a pier on the rides.
Yeah.
You loved all of your little rides.
Yeah, yeah.
But you hate it if we try to put money in.
What do you mean?
Well, when you used to like to put a 20p in, you know, like little cars that used to go up and down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tiny things.
I wouldn't let you actually make a move.
You didn't like it. If we didn't put the money in, you used to get frightened and try and climb out. So we were like, for a couple of years at least. Yeah, yeah. We used to take you up onto the pier.
Yeah.
You'd sit in the car and you'd be as happy as Larry just sitting there.
So you'd go all the way around the pier. Go wanting to sit in all of them.
All the rides.
A different,
Postman,
you know.
Pat and whatever, the boat thing. Yeah. And never cost us a penny because you're just quite happy sitting there.
How old was this?
That would have been about two, yeah. And if we really wanted to get you off, we'd go and pretend to put money in and you'd get out.
So moving on a little bit in my life, what was I like at school? Did I like being there?
Junior school, you was a pretty good boy, I think. Start off with, there was no sort of major problems. And then I think as you got older, you got a little bit more shirty. Senior school was a completely different story.
Can I butt in there?
Yeah, go on.
And just say about when he started and he was going to nursery.
Oh, God, yeah.
And... do you remember the little tractor you used to have?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was at home with Joe because Joe was born that September when you started nursery.
Oh, okay.
And so your dad had took you to nursery one morning and then a couple of... Because where we lived, it was literally just about 2 minutes away, wasn't it? Walking.
If that, yeah.
And then a couple of minutes, you were back again. And I said to your dad, I said, what's the matter? He says he was crying. I couldn't leave him. So I said, you can't bring him back. So I had to take you all the way back down and take you and leave you there, even if you did cry. It's good for you.
So basically, Dad, you were soft and you were mean, Mum.
Yeah, she was the old one.
But you were all right after a little while.
Yeah.
You got used to it. You're okay. Everybody loved you.
Yeah.
All the teachers thought you were a lovely little boy.
They loved you before you went there. They come round to do a home visit.
Yeah.
And they had this book, and they put this book down to let you have a look at it. And they loved the way you were turning the pages very carefully and looking at all the pictures, and then you'd be very carefully turning the next page. And I think they fell in love with you then before you'd even started.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the story of my life. People love me.
Get it from me.
When you're in senior school, I liked what you, I think it was your woodwork teacher was saying.
Mr. J.
Yeah, when we went to one of your parents' evenings, and he was telling us about, was it the bench you were making?
I made a bench.
And he was saying about, he's very, very enthusiastic. He's very keen on making this this bench and everything. He says, however, it's very painful to watch him working and cutting things. I have to take over for him because it's so painful to watch him.
I really like Mr. J. He was quite a good teacher. But on that note, with it comes the storing. He actually come up to me once in lesson, and I was sawing a bit one of the legs or something for my bench, and he came up to me and he just said, he goes, Craig, I do respect you a lot for you know, taking on such a big project for your GCSE work. You know, everybody else is just making like photo frames and a mirror and like a box, and you know, you've gone all out and made a full size bench, and like this bench, it could sit, I think it was about four people in the end. It was a massive, huge bench. He said, I really respect you for, you know, putting this much effort in. His actual words was, but if I have to watch you cut another piece of fucking wood, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
That was his words he said to me. Yeah, that was one of the last things he said to me, I think. That was like on one of the last days of school. And I was just finishing off. And yeah. So another thing that, going back to like first times and first things I did, can you remember the first time I got drunk?
Mm.
Well, maybe not the first time I got drunk, but the first time you saw me drunk.
No.
Vaguely, yeah. I was probably drunk myself. I think you were. You've probably been around Dan's or something like that, and you come home.
Sleeping in a tent somewhere.
Sleeping in a tent somewhere, yeah. Tripping over things.
What, do you remember the first time?
Nah.
Oh, right.
Like, I do. Like, the first time I got really, really drunk was up, it was a, I went up uphill and I was drinking White Lightning. I think it cost me like £3 for like
three gallons.
2.5 litres or 3 litres, I think. And I drank most of it, and like, yeah, I was very ill. But I didn't come back until like later on that, you know, the next evening. So I went to one of my friend's houses and just kind of sobered up and that there, and then came home.
Oh, was that probably the same friend that his dad phoned up and said, oh,
no, his dad didn't phone up. He phoned up pretending to be his dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Elaborate on that story.
It was when I was doing holiday club, and I got a phone call. I can't remember if you phoned me first and said, or it was straight from your friend.
Yeah.
Or you was with him and you passed the phone over. I can't remember.
No, he come home and he said, can I go to this party? I've got the phone number to phone up his dad. It's, who was it? What mate was it?
It was Adam's brother.
Adam's brother, that was it, yeah. Adam's party, and his dad, if you can, he'll phone up, or you can phone him, and he'll tell you everything's all right and there'll be an adult there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I can remember we were stood in the garden and your mum's on the phone. He's listening to this bloke.
Oh, this is a different one as well. Oh, so you did it twice.
I did it twice. Oh.
Well, anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so, she's listening to this bloke and I'm thinking, the way she's listening and the way she's going, I think, yeah, there's something dodgy going on here. And she started asking some very interesting questions.
Mm.
And then I can't remember how it finished, but she goes, you're not an adult, you're whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think his brother, after quite a lot of very rigorous investigation from your mum, admitted to it in the end. And said, oh, no, I'm just his brother.
No, he didn't admit to it because I was next to him.
I was sure you was with us in the garden.
Maybe I did do it.
No, maybe you was. And then your mum turned around and said, well, you better tell Craig to come home.
Yeah.
And explain himself to us. That's probably how it would work.
Yeah, that's how it is. But I was next to him because I went around and woke him up and said, you're about to get a phone call. And he's like, what? And he got the phone call and he had a conversation. And I thought it went quite well. I said, oh, that was all right, wasn't it? And he turned around and he went, no, it wasn't. That's when my phone rang. And I was like, hello? And you're like, I can't remember who. I think it was you, Dad. You just went, come home. That was it. Come home.
I remember saying to him, so what's the phone number? What's your phone number then?
I remember that.
And he went, I don't know what the phone number is. I says, all right, so you don't know what your own phone number is. And I was saying something about the phone number to him. And then I was asking him lots of other questions, sort of. Yeah. I knew it wasn't who he was meant to be, but I was just enjoying myself.
I remember the thing that, I don't know if you said this to, annoy me, or not annoy me, but to make it worse. But when I came in and you gave me the bollock in. When I came in and you gave me the bollock in, I can't remember, one of you said, if you just told us, we probably would have let you go anyway.
Yeah.
Well, our main thing was, as long as you was honest with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to do stuff anyway.
Yeah.
We'd rather, if you'd done it, we knew you was doing it.
Yeah.
So if you got into trouble, we could be there to save you.
Yeah.
So that was our main goal, idea of parenting. I mean, we didn't say you could do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we said to you, we'd rather you didn't do it. But if you do it, we'd rather you didn't lie to us when we asked you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
that sounded really good.
Or tried to sneak out cigarettes out of the house.
See, yeah. Actually, right, that's a very good question. Because I've never actually asked you this, right? But I remember that because that was one of the biggest bollockings I think I ever got. But I got caught with cigarettes in my pocket, right? And I was about to go to school, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
To put this into context, right? It was I had a puffer jacket on, right? If you don't know what a puffer jacket is, there'll be an image to one right now. But it was the big padded big jacket. How on earth did you know I had them in my pocket?
I could see it in your face.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I swear.
Refer to the song, Mama Always... No, what's that song?
Refer to the song. What's the song?
Yeah.
Refer to the song on your screen now.
On your screen now.
As Papa Lampard sings. No, you came in and you went, I'm off now. And then you went... You either went, oh, hang on, and then you went off and you come back.
Yeah.
And you looked completely different. I could see it in your face.
Okay.
The trouble was, I think our theory did actually work. You used to do these things, but sort of in the back of your mind, deep down, you didn't like doing it.
Yeah. So no, I agree with that.
You always looked guilty because you couldn't help yourself. Apart from when you deliberately threw the plug to the sink away so that you could go around and do the washing up round Tiff in the dishwasher because you had a secret party when we was off camping and we come home early.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, and we never did find that plug.
I don't know what I did with it. I don't remember ever telling you that I threw it away.
Well, no, we worked it out. You threw it away. You said, I can't find a plug. I mean, where would the plug be apart from no more than a foot away from the sink?
And besides,
that would be too far.
There was a bowl under the sink.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So why not use the bleeding bowl?
I don't know. I couldn't find the plug.
You didn't need a plug.
And all the bottles behind the sofa didn't help either.
What?
Yeah, we found a lot of bottles behind the sofa. That was after we said to you, right, we're going to bed.
Yeah.
When we get up, want this place spotless.
Oh, yeah, because you came home early, didn't you?
Yeah. That's right, yeah. And you, because we phoned you at the top of the cutting. Yeah. And it says, we're on our way back now. And, oh, I spoke to Tiff on the phone. And I said, can you just let Craig know we're on our way back now? Yeah, yeah, he's in the loo. Okay, all right, well, see you in a bit, whatever. And then we were getting out the car and going to the door, you came round from the garages.
Yeah, yeah.
With a carrier bag full of with dishes then, I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
And, yeah, and that was it. You'd had a party. Luckily, Tiff didn't live very far away for you to take the dishes round. I really still can't believe you thought it was easier and quicker to do the dishes round at Tiff's house.
She had a dishwasher.
I know, but that takes about 40 minutes, surely. So the fact that you ladled up a carrier bag full of dishes, and you must have had a couple of bags, and then... You walked round to Tiff's house, which admittedly is only like 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
But you walked round to Tiff's house, sat there, did the dishes in the dishwasher and everything, got them out, then brought them back. You must be talking 50 minutes. It probably would have took you 20 minutes at the most to have done them at home.
And we'd have still have had a plug.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. So another one that I wanted to bring up was holidays. We used to go camping quite a lot, and I wanted to actually start off with a story of that I brought up a couple of podcasts ago, and it was about when I was jumping over the river.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this earlier, Mum. Yeah. But do you want to tell us about that?
Well, it was a campsite we used to stay at called Big Meadow. And it was our first campsite we ever stayed at, and it was kind of our favourite in between Coombe Martin and Ilfracombe, and we had some really, really lovely holidays there. And one of them is I think we'd been going there a couple of years, and I think you were around about 10 or something, 11,
yeah,
something,
about 10,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. They had a little part. It was had a little park, and it was on like a little island, and there was a little stream that went round it, and it wasn't awfully deep or anything, because you could walk through the stream to get to the park. But there was a part that was a little bit deeper, and all the kids used to jump over the river, they'd dare. And if you wanted to be part of the camp's gang, as it were, your rite of passage was to jump over this bit of the river. And so there was these bigger kids, so the taller than you, and they were all jumping over it and everything. And you wanted to do it. So, which was very much like you. If you seen somebody doing something, you very often wanted to have a go at it.
Yeah.
And so it was one of the years that we had a video camera with us, and I remember you was also doing some filming. I don't know whether it was you or it was Joe was doing it with some friends he'd made. They were doing some reporting about things that they found in the grass as well that year. But anyway, you said, right, I want to jump over the river. So you had me filming you while you were, and you were I had the camera and it was facing you, and the river was just behind you, and the kids, other kids were jumping over it and everything. And you just kept looking back, and you'd look back at me and you'd say, I'm going to jump over the river with the other children. And it was like as if I was the reporter and you were talking to me about it. And then you'd look over your shoulder at them jumping, and you went, it looks scary. I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared, really, but a bit nervous. But I want to do it. I think I want to do it. I am going to do it. But I'm not sure because I'm a bit nervous. And you just kept...
Was that like playing to the camera?
You were really, you really wanted to do it, but you were really nervous as well.
Yeah.
And you were like, you were kind of really building yourself up to it, and you just kept looking back over your shoulder and then looking back at me going, it looks wide, but I really want to do it, so I am going to go. And you're really sort of talking yourself up to it, and then you went over to the river edge, and then all your other mates who go, Craig, like this, yeah, at you. Do you remember that, Ben?
Yeah.
And you went, Craig, and you took a run, and you run, and you sprung off the edge of the riverbank right through the air, and then splosh. Craig, oh. I'm glad I did it. I'm a bit wet, but I'm glad I did it.
Then I think you come straight round and done it properly next time. When it
I'm quite sure.
Got the fear factor out of the way. That was it.
Yeah,
it was easier.
I do remember doing it a couple of times, I think, in the end.
Yeah.
So I think we're slowly getting to the end of the podcast now. But one of the other questions I have, one of the last ones, is what really annoyed you about me when I was growing up?
Nothing, darling, because you're the perfect child.
I got one. When you used to nick my socks, which in itself is not that bad a thing.
Yeah.
But you never used to nick pairs. You just nick socks. So I never had a pair of socks. I'd always had odd socks. And that used to really annoy me. Because you were quite happy to wear odd socks. Doesn't matter. Different colours, different types of socks, things like that. So the amount of times I had to go to work in like a blue and a green sock.
Yeah.
Because you'd wore a blue and a green sock and obviously they weren't in the wash together, or they just disappeared like socks do anyway.
But you think wouldn't be so bad, but your dad always wore shorts, which so...
Well, yeah.
Okay then, so I think we've kind of covered enough about me. I'm not really a vain person, but like I say, my ego is now huge, and I feel a lot better about myself. We covered some of the earliest parts of my life, and none of the more recent ones. Maybe we'll do a part two in a few weeks' time, maybe. But yeah, what do you guys think? Did you enjoy it?
That was interesting.
That was really interesting.
So that's it. That's the end of episode six of That Was Interesting. And it was my parents. Normally I've got Matt or Stuart or Phil to like kind of talk to at the end of this part. So I'm just going to keep it nice and short and sweet instead of just me like talking to myself, which I'm doing at the moment. As always, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you thought of the episodes. Like I said, tell us some stories about when you were a child and, you know, what your parents thought of you. You know, did they like you? Did they hate you? Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Craig Lambad as usual. You can also find us on Facebook, you know, search That Was Interesting and you'll find us there. Acast, you know, don't forget to check us out on Acast. If you want to see all the content from the actual podcast each week, you know, the images, the links and the videos, you'll find them there on Acast. You know, I hear you. You don't want to download another app. That's fine. If you're an iPhone user, you can just jump onto iTunes and you can find the podcast there. So please subscribe, review, you know, share it with your friends. And I'll see you next week for another episode. Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.